One of the most common questions I get is, why did Betamax fail when it was so much better than its competitors? Only if you're over 40 does the word Betamax even ring a bell. It refers to one of the earliest VCRs. Sony came up with a Betamax, and JVC invented the VHS VCR, which became the standard we use today. Many consumers thought the picture quality of the Betamax superior to that of the VHS machine, so the Betamax got dubbed the better machine. Yet to my engineer's eye, the better engineered machine was the VHS. Here's the story. In the 1960s, JVC and Sony each tried to make home video recorders, and when they failed, both companies returned to their drawing boards. JVC reinvented their VCR by asking themselves, what went wrong with the first home recorder? To answer this, they asked what assemblers, retailers, repairmen, consumers, everyone wanted in a VCR. They wrote a plan called The Matrix that listed the needs of everyone involved in the making, sale, or use of a VCR. This guided the design of every aspect. For example, from this matrix, they determined that the VCR must have a minimum recording time of 2 hours because consumers wanted to watch feature-length films. From 1971 to 1974, the engineers worked quietly to meet the goals of their matrix. Then the JVC chairman asked to see their work. They explained to him the nuances of their video recorder and then popped in a tape. After the demonstration, the chairman smiled, leaned over, pressed his cheek against the recorder, and said, "It's marvelous. You've made something very nice." Next, they had to go up against Sony's home video system. Sony invited the JVC engineers to see their new Betamax VCR in hopes that they'd all agree on a standard. They'd scheduled the Betamax to hit the domestic market 6 months ahead of JVC's machine. Worried that the Betamax would take over the market, the JVC engineers carefully studied the competitor's VCR. They noted right away how well their matrix had served them. The Betamax tape was only 1 hour long, and the Betamax weighed some 30% more, and it was more difficult to manufacture. The cost of manufacturing scales directly with weight. Their VCR might not have the picture quality of a Betamax, but it did fit the bigger picture. They knew it could meet the needs of manufacturers and consumers. Soon after its release, VHS sales caught up with Sony's Betamax, eventually surpassing it, until now VHS is the worldwide standard. All because JVC engineers sat and thought before they built a thing. So while the Betamax had a sharper picture, that's only a small part of the story. The rest of the story includes everyone who uses a VCR. And that's where VHS beat Betamax.